I'm Edgar B. Herwick III, and this is Boston Public Radio. I am sitting live in our Fraser Performance Studio, and we've got a very special live performance lined up from David Wax Museum. This is a band that sort of traces their musical roots all the way back to the Veracruz region of Mexico via Virginia and Missouri and a couple other places. But their roots as a band are planted firmly right here in Boston, where they got started. Maybe you've heard them on All Things Considered or on PRI's The World right here on 89.7. Maybe you saw their Tiny Desk concert on NPR.org. If you have, you know what you're in store for right now. If you haven't, listen up, because you're going to hear something pretty great. It's something that Bob Boylan from NPR has called pure, irresistible joy. So here they are, David Wax Museum.
You've been sobbing so hard, you can barely breathe. You've been sobbing so hard, you can barely breathe. You've been stitching your heart on the outside of your sleeve. You've been stitching your heart on the outside of your sleeve. You've been wrung out in the doubt with grief. In the ocean of time, this moment will be brief, will be brief. Oh, I know it's gonna get harder. It gets easier. Oh, I know it's gonna get harder. For it gets easier. Knock, knock, fate was at the door. Knock, knock, too loud to ignore. Knock, knock, we were unprepared. Knock, knock, fate, it does not care. Our hearts will shift. Position of our hearts will shift. Someday this burden of loving will lift. This burden of loving will lift. And the difference between wrong and right will close like a fist. For now, judgment fast on us will be swift. Just like this. Knock, fate was at the door. Knock, knock, too loud to ignore. Knock, knock, we were unprepared. Knock, knock, fate, it does not care.
That's David Wax Museum right there. It's going to get harder before it gets easier. That's a cut from their latest record, Knock Knock Get Up, which is what it's called. That was released this year. And I'm welcoming now right here, sitting down with me, moving their way over, a couple of the members of David Wax Museum, really the core of this group, the founding members. Tell us who you are, you guys.
My name is Suze Slezak. Not the best radio name, but
that's,
there you have
actually
it.
A pretty good radio name.
I don't know.
It's got alliteration.
Okay.
And my name is David Wax.
So you're the namesake of the band.
I am.
This is your museum. So I want to talk a little bit, you guys, about something that's gotten a lot of attention about your music over the years. You guys have four albums out. This is your fourth full-length record. And a lot has been written and talked about this blend of Mexican folk music and this kind of amalgam of American music and rock. And I want to talk a little bit about these Mexican roots. And David, I think this is really largely something that you went and mined over a period of time in your life. So why don't you tell us a little bit about how you got interested in that and how you started to study that kind of music?
Sure. Well, I first found myself down in Mexico after my first year of college. And I was down there doing volunteer work with the American Friends Service Committee that was partnering with the Mexican NGO, doing rural development work in La Huasteca, which is a region about 8 hours north of Mexico City is where I was. And they play Son Huasteco there, which is a particular type of rural Mexican folk music. And I fell in love with the music then. I didn't think I would ever try to learn to play it or anything, but I got a bunch of CDs and tapes. I started dancing to the music while I was down there and just fell in love with this style of music. It really swept me away. So I kept finding myself back down in Mexico doing more volunteer work. And then I ended up studying Latin American history and literature at Harvard. And so that gave me more opportunities to be down there. And when I graduated from Harvard, I got a fellowship to spend a year down there studying Mexican folk music. And so that was in 2006, 2007. And so I traveled around. I found a couple of really good teachers in three different regions of Mexico. And so I was focusing on three different styles of son and got a bunch of new instruments, learned a lot of new songs, and then moved back to Boston. And that's when I met Suze, and that was 5 years ago, and we started the band here in Boston.
Had you already been a musician when you went down to Mexico? Had you been playing music for years already, and then this particular kind of music caught your ear?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So I'd been playing music since I was 10. When I grew, was playing and growing up in central Missouri, and started songwriting when I was 13, playing electric guitar, playing in the garage band.
What kind of songs were you writing then? Like, what were you listening to and writing then?
We were really into They Might Be Giants.
Yes.
And so there was, my cousin Jordan played accordion, and so there was a kind of an accordion
guitar duo.
Yeah,
and it got very more, cool. What could be cooler as a 13-year-old than
right,
a guitar accordion duo?
Yeah.
All right, give us some song titles. What did you get?
Brainwashed.
Nice.
Or just some lyrics from Brainwashed.
Oh,
I think Suze knows them. Do you know them?
Well, his dad always wants the band to, kind of revamp these songs, and he really
to go back to the old. So he liked your earlier stuff.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit more about son music, and what it is. You said there are different kinds of son music. Can you give us a little bit more background on
what that is? So, son is a general catch-all term for this style of rural folk music that, in its core, it's a fusion of Spanish music that came over with the Spanish, with indigenous music, the people that were already living in Mexico before the Spanish came, and with African influences, because there were a lot of Africans that were enslaved on sugar plantations, particularly in southern Veracruz, which is where Son Jarocho comes from, and that's one of the main styles that influences what we do in the David Wax Museum. So you have those three things coming together in this kind of rural dance music. It's music that's part of community festivals, kind of the saint days of the town, when someone gets married, any kind of celebratory event in the community, you have all these people coming together, dancing on a raised wooden platform, playing acoustic music. It's all string bass, essentially, and there's a lot of improvisational aspects to it. But Mexico's so regionally diverse and so rich in each region that you end up with basically nine different styles of son. And they're kind of cousins to each other, and there's a lot of similarities. Sometimes there's the same song that they're playing, but in their own unique way. But you can travel just a couple hours, and then all of a sudden they're playing different instruments in this group of son, totally different rhythms. So it's kind of a broad catch-all for this really rich style of Mexican folk music.
Yeah, you mentioned son jarocho, which is jarocho.
Jarocho.
Jarocho, there it is. You say it better than I do. You studied these things. But that being a particular type of this Son music that influences you? And I've got a little bit of that style of music that I want to listen to now, so maybe give people a sense of this. This is from an artist named Graciana Silva, or she was also known as La Negra Graciana. She was a harpist, which I guess is a part of some of this style of music, and a vocalist. And let's hear a little bit of this so people can kind of get their head around what this kind of music is.
Y este torito que traigo
y lo vengo manteniendo con puros amantecados. Este torito que traigo lo traigo.
So that's a song called El Torito. So you kind of hear a little bit of what you're talking about. Also, I think call and response is a big sort of part of that, and you certainly hear that in your music as well.
Yeah, we've tried to incorporate that a lot, and you know, you're hearing a harp that's kind of plucking the melody there, and then you're hearing someone just, you know, going crazy on a jarana on there. And that's what the little guitar that I often play, and I'm going to play on the next song, is a jarana jarocha, which means it's this little tiny guitar from southern Veracruz.
All right, well, let's get into that next song. What are we going to play? What are you going to play for us here?
We're going to play a song from our last record. This is a song that won Song of the Year last year at the Boston Music Awards.
Certainly
it's called
did.
Born with a Broken Heart.
All right, Born with a Broken Heart, coming up from David Wax Museum. And I should mention, while they're going and getting set up, they are again nominated for Boston Music Awards this year, including Song of the Year, for the song that you just heard them play at the beginning of this segment. This song that we're going to hear right now won Song of the Year at the Boston Music Awards last year. And hey, by the way, they're going to be in town in early December, December 1st. They've got a show here in town, so keep your eyes open for that. I think I've vamped enough now, and I think they're ready over there. You guys ready to go?
Oh, yeah.
All right, they say, oh yeah, ready to go. Here we go, David Wax Museum, live on Boston Public Radio.
I'm a bone, broken-hearted boy, give or take an ounce. In the world, will give me a break, waiting, ready to pounce. I'm a bone, with a broken heart. Broken heart, she was broken. I was born. Broken heart. Broken heart, she was broken. Ooh, into. If you're out wandering the streets, knock on my window, it'll open. My bed is small, so are we. Let the last door is open. You were born. Broken heart. Broken heart, she was broken. You were born. Broken heart, broken heart, you're broken, ooh, into. Sometimes we get so confused, we're taking for a ride, we weren't over. Some of us come new hearts, most of us come new stars. Baby, why do you look so sad? Men will stand accused, but they won't be told why. Them strong, still beaten down, but the sun looks cold, lagging eyes. They were born, broken heart, broken heart, she was broken. They were born, broken heart, broken heart, she was broken. Ooh, me too. Sometimes we get so confused, we get taken for a ride, we worked over. Some of us come new hearts, most of us come new stars. Baby, why do you look so sad?
All right. David Wax Museum, Born with a Broken Heart. Come on over here, guys. We're going to do a little bit more talking. We are live in the Fraser Performance Studio here on Boston Public Radio. David Wax Museum with us live in studio, playing a couple tunes for us here, talking with us a little bit here. Welcome back, guys. That sounded good.
Thank you
very much.
How you feeling? You feeling good about what you're doing here
now?
Yeah,
love
man.
Coming to WGBH.
Yeah.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. So we talked a little bit, David, with you about your sort of background and this fascination with this Mexican folk music. Suze, how did you come to this music? You kind of come out of more of a bluegrass fiddle tradition, right?
Yeah, I grew up in Central Virginia, and I grew up playing lots of music. My family really, my parents pushed it, and my brothers and I all sang and played a couple instruments as kids.
Pushed it in a good way, or pushed it in a almost pushed you away
from
music?
Who are you asking, me or my parents?
Well, I don't think your parents are here, so.
No, they really encouraged it, and because of that, my brothers and I are all musicians in some way. Neither of them do it professionally like I do, but I think as a kid, I maybe resented all the pressure of practicing all the time, but we also loved it, and it was really part of our life and family. I grew up in an old-time community of musicians, so I learned old-time fiddle music from a young age, and then chose to study Irish music as a high schooler. And
you say you grew up in an old-time community, you obviously music sort of a big part of your life, kind of being pushed by your parents and stuff like that. Was there a part of you that was trying to break out of that? Were you listening to other things, or were you sort of in that bubble almost completely?
That's a good question. I was pretty steeped in folk music, so I wasn't kind of seeking other music than that to listen to. I'd say I went to a lot of bluegrass festivals growing up, and there was Old Time Festival right in my neighborhood and out in the country in rural Virginia. That was kind of the highlight of our year. But I guess I didn't think I'd be a musician. It was just sort of something that I always did. And I thought, well, I could always fall back and I could always do music if I had to, if nothing else worked out. And here I
And here you are playing music professionally. How did you get from I do this all the time with my family to I'm doing this professionally?
Well, let's see. I guess I went to college. I went to Wellesley outside of Boston.
Okay.
And then traveled.
What were you studying in college?
Oh, I studied liberal arts, but kind of did anthropology was my major.
Okay.
And then I traveled on a fellowship to study spinning of natural fibers and thought I was going to go home and start a farm school after that.
Okay.
But didn't end up doing that. I kind of got back into music a little bit and was starting to play more and teach more, and then ended up back in Boston where I met David, and I was already playing in two bands, kind of old-time bands at that point. And he convinced me to buy a jawbone in addition to the fiddle.
Yeah, talk about the jawbone thing.
Well, it's a Mexican instrument that they play in the Son Jarocho style. We didn't hear it on that little clip.
Right.
But it's
certainly
common
in your recorded music, we hear a lot of it, right? And
yeah,
it's an actual jawbone.
Oh, yeah. It's the bone from an animal that still, from a donkey that still has its teeth in it.
Yeah.
So it's a great percussion instrument.
So you get the rat-a-tat-tat as you like drag a stick across the teeth. That's the idea.
And you hit the side and the teeth rattle in their sockets. That's the other sound that makes. I'm sorry, I don't have it right here. Got my jawbone and my spare jawbone out in the van. But
both jawbones in the van.
Absolutely.
Classic situation. So how did you guys meet and start? How did you guys connect these dots? We sort of got this, you know, David studying, you know, folk music in Mexico, and you with this old-time tradition. You're in Boston. How did it all come together?
Yeah, well, I had gone to a small school in California before I came here to Harvard, a small school called Deep Springs College. And it's a very, you know, there's just 13 people admitted a year, so it's a very small, tight community. And so as soon as I got back to Boston, I kind of asked my friends and asked a guy who'd gone to Deep Springs with me if he knew any musicians in town. So very quickly, I mean, I put flyers all over Boston.
You did it the old-time
musicians
way. That's how the Pixies got it.
Yeah,
got
but
going
nobody.
Too,
unfortunately,
so.
I didn't see a poster. Yeah.
But they didn't work at all.
Didn't work at all. And so really, after a month of putting up flyers,
the
and
thing is, David, I saw those flyers recently, and
because they're still up, nobody has responded 6 years later.
No, but David was going through some old archives and showed me one of those posters, and they had no color on it, so I wouldn't have caught my eye.
Yeah, it was just black and white. It was
that's all you could afford
photo
then.
Of the desert. Hmm. and
yeah, wasn't
there
any pictures?
The desert?
A list of 20 instruments.
He said, if you play the fiddle, cello, bass, guitar, mandolin, banjo, drummer.
Casting a wide net.
Yeah, I just thought, but maybe too wide.
Yeah.
But eventually it was word of mouth. I mean, I met Suze through this mutual friend of ours, and then we played with this guy, Jack, who I'd known from living here previously, and we started playing with this guy, Jiro Kukubu, who I'd met at the Cantab, who played bluegrass and was studying at Berkeley. Mm-hmm. So that was, the four of us were kind of at the beginning of the band, and kind of people then came and went, and we've had the fortune of playing with a lot of great musicians from the Boston area. Right now with us today here is our good friend Alex Spiegelman, who does the horn arrangements for our record and will be with us on December 1st at that big show at the Sinclair.
Yep.
And so we've kind of, you know, there's been a revolving cast of wonderful people around us here in the Boston community, but we've been kind of the constant core of the band.
Suze, you kind of, as you said earlier, kind of came out of this different tradition. Did you immediately take to David's work, to David's songs, and or was there some convincing that had to happen?
Well,
I'm guessing by your
convincing.
Faces that there was
I'd
some
say
convincing.
There was convincing. I mean, to be honest, David invited me. We kind of were introduced by this mutual friend. He invited me to a house show that he was performing at his own house.
That was the only gig I could get at the time. So,
so I went in his own living room. So I went to that show, and I have to say I was not that into the music.
Yeah.
Because his earlier songwriting didn't
it
me.
Hadn't blossomed
it
yet,
hadn't
despite his
grown.
Father being into the early
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. And the Mexican aspect was completely new to me.
Yeah.
So it definitely, you know, in our earlier kind of... the earlier part of this band, we did some songs that had a real Mexican twist
yes.
on them, and some that were pure Americana folk music. So that I was able to latch right onto and play the fiddle on and sing harmony with, and that was no problem. But the Mexican songs took some experimentation and
yeah.
new instruments and things like that.
Do you feel like you've taken to them? I mean, changed as a musician?
Oh yeah, I love it. I mean, I think about rhythm in a whole new way, and it's the jawbone's the first percussion instrument I've ever played.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping to learn some of the dancing, which is also a really rhythmic aspect of the music.
Is the dancing percussive, David? Is it a lot of like feet on the ground kind
exactly,
of thing?
Exactly, yeah. So there's that raised wooden platform, the tarima, yeah. and then they do zapateado is what they call it. And so there are these clogs and they're dancing very quickly, very fast.
Yeah.
And it's really the core. I mean, all the musicians are staying around the dancers at the center.
Cool.
And so that's really the percussive heart of this music.
Very cool. Can we hear another song?
Yeah, we'd love to play another song from our new record. This is called Vivian.
All right. They're going to get in place. And I should mention what we're hearing here in the Fraser Performance Studio on Boston Public Radio. David Wax Museum is kind of a stripped-down version of what these guys do. They're a little bit more acoustic here. They've only got three players. We're listening to David on guitars and vocal, Suze on accordion. She's been on fiddle. She's also singing. We've got Alec, who's playing horns back there. He's got a saxophone going. But if you listen to their record, it's a much bigger sound. There's a lot more going on. So you want to get out and pick that up. If you're liking what you're hearing here, it's even bigger on the record. So here they are, David Wax Museum with another tune for us, live from the Fraser Performance Studio on Boston Public Radio.
Like an ape, breathing its last breath in a frying pan. I take stock, oh, what a mess of a man I am. Outgrown is rotten. I know how to end things, but I don't know how to begin. Oh, baby, yeah. fame. You've been off behind to this muzzle dog. Lost to see you on the coastline, and I'm crawling to you. Vivienne, won't you take me in? I know how to end things, but I don't know how to begin. Oh, Vivienne.
That is David Wax Museum live from the Fraser Performance Center here at WGBH on Boston Public Radio. I'm going to ask the guys to come back here just briefly one more time. Just check in with them here before we got to go. I've only got a couple minutes left here today. David, Suze, you guys are going to be in town December 1st, right? What's the story with this show?
It's going to be our big official Boston CD release show for the new record, Knock Knock Get Up. We'll be playing... Alec will be directing the horn
section.
Hey,
Alec, let's hear from Alec. How you doing there?
I'm doing very well.
Can we get his mic there, Jim? All right, give me that again. How you doing?
I'm doing very, very well.
All right, good. You're on. You just should say all that saxophone stuff that you're hearing, which has been terrific here, is Alec back there.
Thank you. No tricks, just me.
No tricks, just the man. So, all right, so he'll be there, and a whole big ensemble,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, a whole big ensemble, a guest electric guitar player, and then the core of the touring band at the moment with electric bass and drum kit and lots of harmonies and... It's going to be great. The brand new venue, the Sinclair, that just opened up in Harvard Square.
Yeah.
And it's kind of fitting. It's just around the corner from Passim, which is, in a lot of ways, where the band got its start. So,
really? That's where you guys kind of cut your teeth at the beginning?
Yeah, that and Toad and Lizard Lounge were really the kind of places where we played all the time here while we were getting started.
You guys always like to come back to town and play here?
Oh, yeah, we love it. We love it. We still have so many friends and fans and just kind of a lot of the core people that have been supporting us since the beginning. So it's always really exciting to reconnect with those people and people that kind of got us off the ground.
Yeah. Do you guys have a favorite venue in town? Either to play or to see?
I think it's still Toad.
Wait, what'd you say?
Toad at over in Cambridge.
Yeah.
It's just an awesome,
it's great,
tiny...
Yeah. Great spot.
Intimate space.
Yeah, when we all met, we all lived within walking distance of Toad, so we would all like walk our gear over there and play... At, you know, till 2 in the morning and then
on a Sunday night and then have to get up for work the next morning.
Yeah. But now you guys are playing pretty big venues. I mean, you guys were huge at Newport Folk Festival. You guys played South by Southwest. It just keeps getting bigger, huh?
We've been touring. We just got back from Europe and China recently too. So
cool. Very cool. David Wax Museum, can you guys play us out one more song here?
The Leopard Girl.
There it is, Leopard Girl. That's David Wax, Suze Slezak, Alex Bielgman on horns. David Wax Museum, who've been with us live here in the Fraser Performance Studio on Boston Public Radio, going to play us out one last time here with Leopard Girl.
1, 2, 3. and your brush. Not well versed in art, but I know this much.
And that is going to do it for another edition of Boston Public Radio. We will be back tomorrow, of course, with our week in review. We're also going to talk with a dancer and choreographer who's got a really cool show happening this weekend at the MFA, which is about radio, of all things. So for Emily Rooney, I'm Edgar B. Herwick III. Our show is a production of WGBH Radio. Have a great afternoon.
Kiss, kiss, kiss with eyes open wide. The words and the truth do everything but collide.